Welcome to the Rise Rooted podcast. If you're a mom who feels like you've lost yourself along the way, you have landed in the right spot. I'm your host, Catherine Middlebrooks, founder of BRB Yoga and postpartum health expert who has helped thousands of moms rebuild their bodies after baby. Each week, join me and my guests as we explore ways to create health in mind and body so that you can live a life you love. In the last episode, I shared a little bit about my own story of creating my own life, being intentional with the life that I'm living. And when I look back over that story, I see three characteristics that have been extremely important in allowing myself to continue on the path of creating my life. And that's what I want to share with you today. In general, it is so easy to let the fear of the unknown and the allure of stability and comfort keep you where you are. It is almost always easier to stay put than to forge a new path. But when I look back over my life, the moments that I decided to act, decided to change course or start something new, have been the moments where literally the world opened up to me. It is like just possibilities expanded in those moments. Those are also the moments that have opened my life up to greater joy and purpose. Things like starting BRB yoga, moving into an RV, even stopping the RV travel. Those are all the moments of a major momentum shift. And although I've gotten better at taking those actions, they still 100% feel scary to me. Because here's the thing, fear is hardwired into us. Fear is never going to go away.Ear will always be present. But courage is a muscle that you can grow, right? You can get better and better at being courageous in the face of fear. And when I look back over my story, there are a few key characteristics and mindsets that have helped me take action and be courageous when my brain is basically just screaming at me to stay put, don't change, don't do anything new. And today I want to share those with you. So there are three of them. So the first is having a clear vision. You see a theme, I'm mentioning this a lot in these first few episodes. Spending time picturing and dreaming what you want your life to look like 5 years from now has been a fundamental part of my ability to take big leaps in my life. Why? Well, first, as I mentioned in my story episode last week, doing so makes it really clear when you are out of alignment in your life with the life that you actually want. But the other key part of this is that having a vision makes decision-making so much easier. So for example, when we were contemplating selling everything and living in an RV, it would have been really easy to stay focused on the things that were going to be hard. How are we going to have health insurance? Where will we get our mail? What about driver's licenses? There's plenty of things that are hard about moving into an RV, and if we had focused on those, it would have been easy to come up with all the reasons not to do it. But because my husband and I had created a vision for our future that was characterized primarily by location and time freedom, right? That was what we wanted. So when we thought about this huge change, like do we move into an RV, we were able to frame it within our vision for the future. So would moving into an RV bring us closer to or further away from our goal of location and time freedom? And when we framed it that way, it was easy to shift our thinking from, oh, this would be really hard to do, to this decision would be so in alignment with what we want. How do we make it happen? And truly, this has been a key to all the things that have happened in my life. When you know where you want to go, it's easy to say yes to new actions because you see how they will take you closer to that vision. Stay tuned for the next episode where I will share all the details about how I create a vision for my own life. Okay, so that's the first piece, having a clear vision. The second thing that has been really fundamental in my ability to create an intentional life is a willingness to quit. I kind of love this one. And it might seem slightly contradictory to my last point, but I would argue that it's not. A willingness to quit has been really important for me for my ability to start something new. I actually have quite a long history of quitting things that aren't right for me. I've quit a PhD program. I quit a job to start my own business. I quit that business to go back to another job. I even quit RVing full-time in the end. You get the point. I'm not afraid anymore to leave something. And the common denominator in all of these decisions to leave was that the thing I was doing did not feel in alignment with my bigger vision anymore. Now, was it still scary for me to make the decision to quit? Absolutely. In fact, every one of those decisions that I listed felt big and weighty and terrifying. But for me, when it feels heavier to stay where I am than to quit, I trust that feeling. I have seen over time that it has worked out in my favor time and time again. And the thing about the willingness to quit is that it makes trying something new so much easier because you know if it doesn't end up feeling right, you can always quit. So that's the second, a willingness to quit. The third and final important characteristic that I have found in this path to an intentional life is fluidity and flow. Now, when you craft your vision, it's very tempting to get really, really detailed. These are all the things I want. I want them in this exact way. I want to live on this street in this neighborhood. But here's the thing. We cannot control life to that extent. All we can do is cast our vision, create a beautiful picture of what our future will hold for us, and then we have to kind of take our hands off the wheel and let the details play out on their own a little bit. And this is where a sense of fluidity and flow come in. This can be challenging in the world that we live in because fluidity is not often valued in the way that control is. And for those of us that are more control freaks, which I fully admit I am a little bit, it can be hard to say, I don't need to know all the details of this plan. But I encourage you to try it because it can really open things up for you. So what does this look like, being open to your path changing course? Well, I'll go back to the RV as an example. So when we started out in our RV, we did not have a timeline. We thought we would go for at least 2 years, but it could have been more than that because we wanted to make sure that we weren't constricting ourselves with a timeline and then we would end up feeling rushed. We wanted to go places and if we loved it, stay there for a while. So we thought it was going to be a long trip. You can imagine then our surprise when about 15 months in, the RV was breaking in a way that was completely unfixable, and that made it unsafe for us to continue traveling with it. That was so not the plan. My first response, how do we get back on the plan, right? I'm white knuckling now, my plan. No fluidity, no flow. Do we somehow find the money to buy another RV? Do we travel around in Airbnbs instead? How do we keep on this path and stay in this plan? But then fluidity and flow kicked in, right? And my husband and I began to reflect on how everything actually felt living in the RV. So yes, there were still many, many places that we wanted to go see. We hadn't even gotten to the West Coast yet. But also, we were not loving the life. Honestly, it was hard. We were struggling to work consistently because our internet was spotty. We had zero childcare, never would get a date night, right? We were constantly all together without a break. So fluidity kicked in. When you don't try to white knuckle your way through the plan just because you made it as a plan, but instead you ask yourself, okay, if not this plan, what else? What else can we do that is still in alignment with our vision? what else is possible for us? For us, that looked like settling down in a place that gave us some of the best of both worlds. A place that gave us some of the comforts of roots, right? Consistent internet, for one, childcare, a community around us that was able to support and help, but also some of the freedom of travel that we wanted. So we wanted to settle in a spot where we could easily travel from to reach tons of beautiful locations that we wanted to explore. It definitely took me some time to wrap my head around this changing of our plan. And I fully admit that I was resistant, I guess would be the word, at the beginning. I just couldn't even imagine it at the beginning. But in the end, we let our plan change. We ended up settling in Durango, Colorado, which, ironically, we actually visited on our RV trip. And while we were in this town, I looked at my husband and I said, you know, we could stop traveling here and just be so happy, right? Like, isn't it funny how the universe works? But shocker, we settled here and we are infinitely happier here than we were when we were traveling. And when I actually look at our vision, we are closer to living that vision here, settled in Durango, than we were when we were traveling in the RV. Because yes, the RV gave us location freedom, but our time was much more limited because we didn't have any support. Here in Durango, we can still travel to a ton of beautiful places very, very easily, but we have more time and freedom that way because of all the supports around us. So here's the thing that I want to call out explicitly. Fluidity allows your vision to come to life in a way that you might not be able to ever imagine. Our brains are limited in what they can imagine for us. So we don't always know what plan is best for ourselves. And if you are fluid in your approach to life, you open yourself up to all the things that need to happen and come to you to get you to your vision. These are the things that you literally can't even imagine when you are first writing out that vision. So for us, the RV trip was a necessary step along the path. We never would have visited Durango. We never would have realized we loved it. We never would have ended up here. But the RV trip was not the destination or the vision. Something else was. If we had held on rigidly to the path, white-knuckled our way through travel, we would have made things harder on ourselves. We would have missed the opportunity that was calling us here. And honestly, we would have been less happy and further from our vision. So those are the three key characteristics that have been really fundamental to me as I have worked to create a life that I love. So again, those are having a vision, a willingness to quit, and embracing fluidity and flow along your path. I'm going to stop there today, but as you go about your day today, I would love for you to spend a little bit of time thinking about where are you trying to white knuckle things in your life? And what would open up for you if you were a little bit more fluid and allowed a little bit more flow into your day? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode. Please feel free to send me a message on Instagram at Catherine_BRB Yoga. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of Rise Rooted. You can find all the links mentioned in today's show at our website, brbyoga.com, as in be right back. And if you're looking for support to heal your post-baby body, please head to our website. There you'll find our courses for core, pelvic floor, and hip health, as well as free masterclasses and blog posts designed to teach you how to feel your best in your post-baby body. And yes, that even applies to you if you had your baby 30 years ago. If you enjoyed today's show, please consider subscribing and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or posting a screenshot of today's episode to Instagram. Doing so makes my day and helps other moms find the show. Thanks so much for being here. Till next time.